John Caruso and Doug will huddle up on that and get the ball rolling as it relates to making those changes. As it relates to Longmont, we worked over the weekend to put together a supplement to provide an update for kind of material changes to the deal that have been introduced over the last 60 days or so. So last Thursday, we provided an update to the investment committee on status of the capital raise and path forward. One of the recommendations they provided was for us to layer in an interest rate cap. So just to kind of as a lesson learned on 333 North Water, make sure we've got proceeds allocated in the final budget that would allow for us to buy a cap should we wish to do so. We're at a point at which we've got good pricing from the GC, so the budget has been refined to incorporate that as well, along with a couple other minor tweaks. There is I think we finalized, Jonathan, correct me if I'm wrong, is he on? Or Doug, I think we finalized an update to through compliance yesterday, so there is a kind of amendment that is ready to be distributed if it hasn't already gone out for the Longmont transaction. So continuing to work as quickly as possible to get that the balance of that capital raised. Cody, you have an update as to kind of latest and greatest?
Yeah, and just in regards to that amendment or that addendum, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that we're going to hold off on sending that to the already capital committed firms like the Cambridge, DFPG, Arcadios, et cetera, until April 13th. But we have already sent the addendum to Mineta as they're gauging interest now. Brendan is confirming. I'm guessing, did we send it over to Waverly, Brendan? You know?
You know what? Let me triple check with Justin and Blake on that. I know they were going IC today.
Yeah, so any like new interested parties that we're having conversations with, I guess any partners, maybe one of those two, depending on what's going on there, because they're being weird. You know, we're kind of holding off on mass communicating to the already committed capital is what I'm trying to get out. I'm going to send out talking points that really similar, just simplified talking points like what's in that cover letter. I'm going to be sending that out hopefully this evening when the conference gets over. And just in regards to capital, we've got 21.1 or just under 21.2 million in the door. So glad to see we were able to at least get to the $20 million mark, as we said we would by March 31st. In regards to funds in the door, I believe we were just under $19 million of actual funding. And we'll see that continue. One of the family offices that Cho got to invest ARQ with Javier.
Off on the communication to the 13th?
So a couple things. Number one, we don't want to spook anybody. You know, whenever you send something like that, so kind of standard operating procedure is a couple weeks prior to closing an offering, you send out kind of your final addendum that you are legally really bound to do so prior to closing an offering. So we want to send it like standard operating procedure. Okay. Even though there are some changes, being a you know, net-net, it's a benefit, you know, when you look at the returns. But what we don't want to do is spook anybody where they see, oh, God, your tax abatement, you know, went from 60 to, what is it, Will, 47%? To 47%, that must be bad. And it's like, I get it on paper, on the surface, it may appear that way, but when you remove that $600,000 annual cap, that's more favorable. For us, so really kind of just using a standard operating procedure on any of these development deals and why you partner with Hines. This is what we do. We work the budgets. We work the negotiations through the life of the offering. It's not like we generate a PPM and we just set it and forget it like a Ronco cooker. I mean, we continue to work this thing to where we can get the best deal for our investors. So upon close date, everything's set in stone. So obviously we're able to buy out the construction costs, saving about $1.7 million. The tax abatement was adjusted from 60 to 47% for removing the annual cap. And then upon closing of the offering, we'll do an interest rate cap. Just with the macro environment, with everything going on, we want to make sure that we're de-risking as much as we can control in the portfolio for our investor, or in the deal for our investors. And those are really the three main points of, you know, the changes, which has improved our IRR returns by about 30 basis points across each of the BD level and RIA. Again, to answer your question simply, we don't want to spook anybody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I've got a follow-up question for you. We were planning on updating our data rooms with that addendum, the updated model, and the updated marketing materials when they're ready. Should we hold off until April 13th to do that?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, probably send them to the appropriate approach just so you're not seeing people jump in the data room and finding information in there that they are not aware of.
And then raise a red flag.
I think anyone who's getting the update before that will just get it directly from, you know, us.
Okay.
Can y'all send me a list of who's been accessing the data room and when?
Yeah, we send a list, I think, every week, but we'll get it over to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, but yeah, we'll hold off, Co, until we get the final
I think as of right now, we plan to do it to the masses on 4/13, so we do it at the same time.
All right.
Well, and then for the BDs, if it's going out on the 13th, we really need to have a little bit of advance notice for the BD. I mean, if it's going out to everyone else, does that mean like the 12th?
I think the plan was to take it to these firms on the 13th. And then we'll start a communication plan where I'm guessing I'm going to make a lot of phone calls to advisors, just giving them, hey, just want to give you a quick update on what we've done because we made some changes, but this is just standard operating procedure for what we do. Here's what the changes are. Here's how it improved the returns.
Okay. And we'll wait. We'll make sure we have a go-no-go from you guys for sure. And then I guess, Co, we'll use some of your talking points.
Yeah.
We'll be clean and ready by that point as well. Okay, sounds good.
So as it relates to DFPG, happy to hold off with the home office until we're ready to go the 13th, but also I've been in pretty regular contact with Andrew Hall on this over there. They're just kind of curious about how much they were raising, and of course NFS when that was coming on board. So, and even last week we discussed possibly going as late as 4:30, but I think they're completely fine with it. So, I mean, I'm happy just to kind of just march down that road right now if it's easier, or if you want me to wait till the 13th, whatever.
I mean, they've only done what they've done 600 and I mean, yeah. It's meaningful, but it's 664,000. And really it's across what, two reps.
They've got potential, maybe, obviously, to do a couple million. So
yeah, but no, that's kind of work. Yeah, that's what we're hoping. I think we wait just in communication with them. But yeah, I guess the additional point of that I didn't discuss was, you know, extending to 4:30. What we're looking though is if people are going to use a custodian, telling them 4:15, because we want to ensure that the custodians don't delay things, and we're telling everybody else basically have it in good order by 4:23. Because we always know there's some stragglers, we've got to reconcile accounts prior to the close, and we've got to send the money no later to whatever bank account Chris Crawford and team want us to send it to on April 30th.
Still a TBD.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the drop dead date for? I know we're saying for custodians on the 15th. What's the last date that they can get it in and still make 4:30?
So that's the hard part, because like Matt and I talked about it the other day, you know, if we were to receive a heavy volume of trades on April 30th, it's hard to reconcile everything that same day. You know, I think preference would be at least a few days. I mean, that's why we're saying kind of the April 23rd date, because it gives us some bandwidth on the account reconciliation, making sure everything's in good order. If there are any funds or paperwork stragglers, paperwork that's a NIGO that we need to get taken care of, it gives us a week. Technically, we need the money and everything in, like, in the bank account on April 30th so we can wire it over. So, you know, again, I want to tell everyone the 23rd for funding and paperwork in good order, just knowing that some may trickle in a little bit after. Or, shit, we may have it all completely closed down by then. Who knows? I mean, obviously, we don't have to go all the way to April 30th. And if we have everything in and it's April 15th, we're going to shoot it over. Because I know some firms, I know there's a couple million-dollar trades that are going to be coming in on the 15th-ish.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, as it relates to, I think it's just primarily a coordination exercise at this stage, right, guys? I mean, we want to be deliberate with, you know, investor communication around the amendment, and then making sure we're, you know, aligned and kind of pushing folks as quickly as we can or as efficiently as we can to get, you know, doc signed up, people, you know, equity commitments funded and whatnot. So, you know, in large part, the deal hasn't changed. We were probably pretty fortunate just given the state of the kind of macro environment right now, the fact that, you know, construction pricing has largely remained unchanged kind of speaks to the amount of contingency that was layered into the deal on the front end. So, you know, the conversation with the IC last week was supportive, and generally everyone was on board with the approach we're taking here. Just, you know, all hands on deck to try to get this one closed out. I don't know that there's really anything beyond this, beyond that for my side. I think, you know, certainly the city stuff is in the background until we get the Longmont deal up and down, same with any HDAP exercises as well. So focusing our effort on, you know, getting Longmont to where we need to go.
Yeah, and just to add to your question, Sean, it's still gas pedal down, and it's first in, you know, people that get their money in first are going to be able to get in on the deal. So we're still telling people, like, you know, obviously if they have a relatively sizable commitment with us, we're giving them a date like 4/15, like with one of these family offices. But for everybody else, we're telling them, hey, like, we need to get in as quickly as possible, in good order. So we're not delaying any of the kind of retail capital.
Hopefully it's like Atrex when you give them an actual closing day for sure. Dollars flow in.
I know.
Yeah, that's a hope.
But, oh, man, look, we've seen a relatively good flow over the last week, and a lot of that was because people thought, hey, 331, that's the close. And we've, you know, that first 10, really, I mean, took forever to get to that first 10 million, and the second 10 million went pretty quick. Relative.
I don't know that I have anything else.
I was going to say, Brian, they're on the horn on capital raising.
Had an exchange about maybe an RIA update. I don't know if there's anything worth passing along beyond what Co's already shared.
I think he hit it on the head, team. Mineta is the big one. They are pushing it out to advisors to gather questions and interest as we speak, so hoping to get an initial update. But they got the addendum. They are aware of the, you know, extended time frame. They got their price implement. They're good to go. Waverly, I believe the IC meeting is today, so again, that's another one where we should get an update, if not today, you know, so hopefully tomorrow or later this week. You know, any other groups that we were able to, you know, we had a really successful week last week with the iCapital Connect conference. There's groups that just kind of have longer time frames that kind of took a peek under the hood, and it was very much like, call us with the next one. Even SEIA, who we recently launched with HGIT and HREX, I heard him telling one of his investment specialists, like, Hines will have direct deals for us in the future. So I think, you know, maybe something that we just missed out on timing, but Mineta is the big one, so hopefully we'll have an update to you all pretty soon here.
Yeah, I'm hoping Mineta can do like 10 mil. Has anyone heard from New Edge? Who's got that?
Yeah, so Wealth is in the process. New Edge Advisors, we're live with. New Edge Wealth is in the process of launching HGIT and Rex.
New Edge, we're live with.
HGIT and HREX on new edge advisors. Yeah. New Edge Wells has been focused on HGIT and HREX as well. We had a long conversation. They said we are literally next on the docket, so it's an April-May launch. We turned it to Longmont. They just had a roll-up of a $6 billion group in New York. I believe it used to be Summit Trail. Yeah. They said they can move quick. Sometimes it's a lot of talk, but that we met with them last week, and then Justin's at another event in D.C. this week where he's going to be following up on that. I haven't gotten anything as it relates to that, that sort of one-off potential for that group.
Isn't it Trav's guy?
Yeah, so I apologize, Kyle. I sent an email around this morning to a handful of folks. I thought you were maybe on that one. But, yeah, as it relates – well, Travis actually sent an email, and I responded to that. But, yeah, so for New Edge, they had to either be on iCapital or Case to process business, which obviously we're not with Longmont. And there's some cost there. So given it's just one investor – and it would take some time. Don't know if we're going to go down that road. The other option was if we were on the RCS platform, they could go that route. Well, Tracy, it turns out, they use RCS, but he can't take any money from his RCS platform and put it to another investment because some type of bonus he's got going on, I guess, which Travis mentioned. So it's a little bit funky. So I think we might lose out for RCS. There, but as a side note, we did get a contact from Case to reach out to chat with some RCS folks about either getting Longmont on for this one or either future offerings. So reached out to them, haven't heard back yet from them. So it's a long shot, no pun intended, for this one for RCS. But maybe for future offerings, we'll have an idea of if it's possible, what it looks like, what's involved, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, and sorry for the confusion, team. The wealth side is separate. Yeah. They don't have those requirements for the fintech, so theoretically they could move quicker for a large team that has interest. So I was referring to a one-off for a New York City group. Caruso, I saw you come off mute.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say Sean provided a good summary. We talked to iCapital last week, and the stream would be the same for Case. It's just... at this size of a raise, like the timeline notwithstanding, right, only having like a month to do this, that's a tight squeeze because you have to sign new amendments or the contract and all that. It's expensive for like a small amount of money that would be coming through the system, but something that maybe this group thinks about for the next one to get ahead of this in case, you know, we're getting to that point where we think that, you know, as the deals get larger, we need broader penetration in the RIA space. Tapping into the fintech route might make more sense at that point, but it's... as Sean, but it is a long shot, pun intended. But at least we're trying to unturn any stone that's out there.
Okay. Yeah, that'll just make the Mineta and Waverly that much more important.
Okay, well, if there are no other updates, I think we can wrap up there. Appreciate everyone that, you know, got pulled into the Longmont exercise over the weekend. It's rare that we have to do those, but... thank you, everyone who had, you know, chipped in there to help us get that out the door. So we'll connect again in a couple weeks. I think we're.